Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show is entitled, How to Use the Golden Rule to Achieve Superior Results. And you know what? We always have to think about those things in our life. If you are going to achieve excellence in big things, you develop the habit in little matters. Excellence is not an exception. It is a prevailing attitude. If you want to accomplish great and noble tasks, you first must learn to approach every task as though it were great and noble. Even the greatest project depends on the success of the smallest components. Many people display small details, dismissing them as minuscule or small stuff that weren't encouraged to ignore. In fact, a whole environment is simply an accumulation of tiny details. Although we measure our lives in years, we live them in days, hours, minutes, and seconds. Every action, every detail of our lives has bottom line repercussions, and it's dangerous and derogatory to think of any of these details as trivial, unimportant, or inconsequential. Successful people in many walks of life understand the importance of detail and why everything counts. Crime scenes investigators know that it's often the smallest, most obscure detail that results in the arrest and persecution of criminals. Athletes and coaches are all too aware that one minor misjudgment can swing momentum in their competitor. The result is loss rather than a win. Doctors and nurses understand that the slightest mistake or loss of focus can result in a tragic situation that carries massive liability. Engineers and architects know that the stability of the most gigantic structure depends on integrity and its smallest element. A failed bolt or a misplaced pin can have huge consequences. Firemen, first responders, and other emergency personnel are trained to focus on details, even as the tragedy unfolds. And every second can make the difference between life and death in the emergency situation. Ultimately, the key to quality and excellence in every aspect of our lives is doing little things correctly all the time, every time, so that each action produces a quality result. When every detail is lovingly attended to and each step in the process is given complete and careful attention, the end result inevitably will be one of the highest quality. The magic behind every outstanding performance, exceptional meal, fine piece of furniture, jewelry, or clothing is always found in the smallest of details. Those who enjoy the greatest success understand that it takes hundreds of small, seemingly insignificant details repeated perfectly day in and day out to create an unforgettably excellent experience. The people who deliver superior results are not simply doing more of the same things everyone else does. They are doing better things, and they are making everything count. very small differences, consistently practices, produce superior results. That's worth rereading. The distance between those who achieve their goals consistently and those who spend their lives and careers merely following has everything to do with one's ability to go the extra mile. Search wherever you will for a single sound argument against the principle of going the extra mile, and you will not find it, nor will you find a single instance of enduring success which was not attained in part by application. From parenting children to managing a staff, the true leaders in any field are willing to go farther than anyone else, the extra mile. Your ability to elicit behavior that goes above and beyond the call of duty is a key asset and competitive weapon, one that is extremely difficult for competition to imitate and virtually impossible to ignore. And one thing that I want you to think about is this. When you offer customer service, and good customer service, when you go that extra mile, no matter what business you're in, guess what? People will talk about you. You will build a referral business, no matter what your product is, no matter what type of service you offer. You have to think about going the extra mile. And here's another thing to think about. Not only if you try to garner people or if you try to be sneaky, guess what happens? Sooner or later, your business is going to go down. Why? Because people know who you are. They know what you pull. They know all the things that you do. And you know what? You may be doing great business right now, but down the road, you will lose your shirt. So it's a matter of understanding that people do business with those they like, trust, and believe in. And if they don't trust you, they're not going to do business with you. In today's competitive environment, it's simply not enough to just show up and do your work. Simply stated, superior performance is not, never has been, nor will it ever be, the byproduct or ordinary effects. You must embrace the fact that in order for you to remain competitive, that it's in your best interest to learn what it takes to go the extra mile and exceed expectations all the time. Knowing that everything counts is the way to focus and achieve superior results. Everything counts is an execution strategy for inspiring excellence and driving exceptional results. It offers a profoundly important message for running a great business and for enjoying a fulfilling quality of life. Its meaning is simple, yet powerful. Everything you think, everything you say, everything you do has a direction, which takes towards or away from your goals. You can only move forward or backward. There is no standing still. There is no staying the same. There is no coasting as everything you think, say, and do. Compliments and comprises, impresses and disappoints, builds up or tears down, turns on or turns off, adds or subtracts. Nothing is neutral. Everything, regardless of size or intent, has bottom line consequences. Therefore, everything counts. This is the golden rule of excellence. By adopting the golden rule of excellence, you'll begin to examine even the smallest details, those which in the past may have compromised performance and even contaminating your character and reputation. No matter how you define performance, excellence, it will always include exceptional quality, meticulous attention to details, uncompromising standards, and superior craftsmen, fueled by love and passion. Excellence is respected and admired and serves as the triumphant accomplishment of those unwilling to accept anything less than the absolute best. World-class results are the product of world-class habits and activities from start to finish. The distinguishing characteristics of success are found in the details. The popular philosophy that instructs us not to sweat the small stuff is flawed because it breeds poor customer service, underperformance, wasted opportunity, mistakes, inconsistencies, network, and oversight. From typos to tardiness, many people and organizations act as if details just don't matter much. The result of this mindset is that they treat customers poorly, deliver sloppy results, show up both unprepared and late. While mission statements and service creeds extol excellence, quality, and consistency, clients and customers tend to receive mediocrity, apathy, and far too often incompetence. We all have it within ourselves the power to raise the bar of our own performance. At any time, we wish by dumping, don't sweat, complacency, and embracing an everything counts attitude. Make no mistake, the adoption of everything counts philosophy takes conscious effort, intense discipline, and deep reservoir of commitment. If it were easy, you wouldn't need those attributes to be successful. And you know, we don't realize how much that emphasis takes part in every part of our lives. Because let me tell you, I'm not really a soap opera fan in that I love to watch all the soap operas, where if I'm bored with one, I'll just go to another and watch that one for a while. I'll come back. It's just one soap opera that I've watched all these years, and and there are times that I've been bored with it, but as the story picked up, I got interested in it again. But there's just one soap opera that I've watched for years that even now, even as it starts to pick up, that because the writing is so poor, I find that I'm still bored. It doesn't matter whether you're getting to the point of the excitement of the story, the crescendo, and these writers just don't realize that if you don't have to be looking to write Shakespeare, but you have to do a good story that has meaning, that has some type of reality to it, that people will stay interested. And you can't keep repeating the same things over and over again, because one thing that happens is that people tune out. They stop watching. And today, whereas there used to be 12 soap operas on the air, there's only 4. And they're competing for the same viewers. And right now, General Hospital does not compete against any other soap, just against the other networks. And their ratings are not great and nothing like it was in the 80s and the 90s. And yet, every time they go up one-tenth of a point, you will hear them hype up the show like it's this greatest thing. And they've even done things where they brought in actors and actresses from other soaps that that have had a big following that have left those folks just to bring their ratings up. And it may work in the short term, but if the stories don't give them a good basis for people to want to watch, then guess what? It's going to end. And eventually, soaps are going to be off the air on television anyway, because they, as they migrated from radio to television, now we have the internet, you have YouTube, and you have a lot of web series. Well, the web is the way to go because you don't have to have the limitations on you, the structure on you. You can do what you want, you can use the language you want, you can do whatever you feel comfortable doing to make your show successful. And what I'm trying to get at is this. You want to do quality because quality is what is going to keep people wanting to come back. Years ago, in the past, you had shows that were very good quality. They lasted many years on television just because people went to and watched them. And I remember when All in the Family first came on in the 60s, it was the language he used, the way he talked, the bigoted way. People constantly watched it, and it had high ratings, and it lasted for many years simply because the quality was there. And today, if you go back and watch what the things he said then that were cutting edge then are just commonplace today. But people still watch those shows because of the quality of the show. And if you find that if people are concerned, the thing is that if you want to woo viewers back, you cannot write veteran characters out of character because people are going to know the difference. And when you keep bringing on new and new characters that no one has any feel for any relationship for, and try to adapt them to the past characters, it's not going to work. You have to give a quality show. You have to write characters as a quality character. For instance, on General Hospital, they brought someone in simply as a plot point for one character because they wanted him in a certain place when his wife came back from the dead. And the actress that they hired did not have a wide range. She was very limited in what she could do. So she was written as the Disney, almost like the ugly duckling to the swan type of thing, which may have worked in a Disney show for teenagers, but it does not work in a soap opera for adults. You may find a few that will like it. And the way they did it was when they brought her on, it was the good versus evil. There were no shades of gray in her or either character. You know, everyone has both good and evil in them. And you have to show them that there's two sides to a character because they have to be fully dimensional. And if they aren't, then what's going to happen is you're going to find people being bored with them. So think about in your life, whatever business you're in, if you want people to call you, to come back, to reuse you, and it's not about how much you charge, but it's the value that you give them going over and above what they expect of you, then that is going to bring you business. And you have to think about those things in almost every aspect of your life, because even if you're not in business for yourself, but you are working for a company, if you want to stay with that company long term, if you want it to get into management, if you want to rise above, you're going to have to think of being an excellent employee, going above what is expected of you in your job. these are just the little things that people don't think about, that they will constantly, constantly look at as, how am I going to connive someone out of something and get what I want? Because remember, the call letters, W-I-I-F-N, what's in it for me? Because the customer always wants to know what's in it for them. They do not care about what you have to offer or how it's going to benefit you. They want to know, how is it going to benefit them? And unless you offer the quality and the things that people will want to do to return to you, no matter what your product is, it's all about getting repeat business, not always happening to try and find new business. And not only that, if you have a satisfied customer, you will get referral business. So why not think about all of those things and how you can give more than you receive? Because if you think in those terms, then you will be doing and offering superior quality products, and then you will get the results that you want. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual or group coaching and learn how to put together a strategy for your business to become successful.